County Development Director Pat Putt said that in late April, they received a request for an overlay zone from 28 property owners in Hoytsville. In total, they hold a little over 1,000 acres. Putt said the proposal will go to the county council on May 22nd. He explained what will happen from there.
And council at that meeting will review the study area boundary, ratify that boundary, and formally appoint a land use committee to begin the land planning for that area. And so that committee will consist of up to 3 planning commissioners, 5 representatives of those 28 property owners, county staff, regional sort of infrastructure stakeholders. So that's going to likely be, you know, representatives from the fire district. It's going to probably be, you know, some of the water companies, the water providers that are in that area. And once that committee is formed, there will be a land plan.
Development Director Pat Putt, who said the land plan, if approved, will be the basis for zoning decisions. He also said a number of the applicants are the same people who unsuccessfully proposed incorporating Hoytsville as a town last year. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.